Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with Kelly. This is Kelly Morris of the Morris Tribe, and today we are going to be talking about foraging. Now, I don't know what your memories are of foraging or if you have any thoughts about foraging. I have to tell you, I did not really have a high opinion of foraging or those who foraged. I have memories of my grandmother visiting us from Florida up here in Ohio, and she would go outside and pick weeds out of our yard and come back in and fry them up and make biscuits and gravy and pour all of that nastiness over it, and my dad just totally enjoyed it. I was just completely repulsed by this practice. But now, you know, a little bit later in life, we all grow up and get a little wiser, don't we? And now that I'm pursuing this sustainable lifestyle, I realize that foraging is really an incredible gift. My gosh! And as a master herbalist, it's interesting. I can find a medicinal herb, but I couldn't find anything to eat, or it never even crossed my radar screen that I would want to do that. So I think the fear for me was that I didn't really know what to do with these weeds and mushrooms and berries and things, even if I did find them. Did they taste good? How do I know if they're poisonous? And what the heck do I do with them beyond that? So, you know, it's really important to get a couple of good field guides. I've got two or three that I always kind of cross-check, and then I get on the computer if I'm not sure about identifying something. But this is a really good book that I'm giving away this week. It's called The Everything Guide to Foraging. And it's one, again, of many good books on foraging. But what is really cool about this book in particular is that it has 150 seasonal wild food recipes. And let me just read you a few of these. This is under Green Cuisine, and these are entrees that you could have for a meal. Baked purslane, dandelion quiche, green cakes, lamb's quarters pie, mallow lasagna, nettle pesto, and wild frittatas. We've been talking about that on Facebook. So here are some really family-friendly recipes that you'll find yourself just replacing other ingredients that you will forage into maybe some of your family's favorites now. So there's that knowledge that most of us just don't have or didn't grow up with of how to use these things effectively and in a way that your family will eat them and enjoy them. So you can get on the website and enter the contest for, or the giveaway here for, the Everything Guide to Foraging. For those of you who listen to the podcast, you're going to have an extra entry option. And if you just leave a comment saying podcast, you will get an extra entry. So how groovy is that? I hope you have a great day, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye.